Hello everybody, I am Noor Hade and welcome to my podcast entitled Traffic, Traffic Everywhere.
Yay!
Traffic is a serious problem around the world, especially in Amman, Jordan. Today I'm going to be discussing the problem and some solutions. Amman, like many other cities and capitals, Amman has a heavy traffic problem. Amman's traffic problem can be looked at two ways: uncontrolled growth and dependence on private vehicles. The population of Amman has nearly doubled every decade over the last 30 years. While Amman is not unique compared to the other cities facing huge growth, it is unique in attitude to navigating it. It is popular around the world to use public transport, but no city with such a big population relies so exclusively on cars like Amman. Residents' dependence on private cars is a result of decades of investments in roads infrastructure and a lack of growth in public transport. Public transport, typically seen as a necessity for growing cities worldwide and a solution to congested roads, has remained disjointed in Amman. But solutions are in their way, and plans are being analyzed for the long term as the city population continues to grow. What I said before were the main reasons that cause traffic in Jordan, but there are many reasons that cause traffic in Jordan and worldwide. First of all, obstacles in the road causing a blockage and merger. These can be one of the following: double parking, road work, lane closure due to utility work, road narrowing down, and finally, an accident. Second of all, traffic signals out of work, many times on purpose or occasionally, when the computers are manufacturing. Last but not least, trucks. Too many trucks take lots of space, and lots of space means traffic. But now, who is it to blame? Sometimes, it is the driver who insists on driving his car, even if mass transit makes more sense. People usually tend to do what makes the most sense for them. If driving will save them 20 minutes or half an hour, and they can afford the parking, that's what they will choose. I don't see anything wrong with that. Sometimes it is the MTA that is not doing all it should do to improve local bus services, such as not providing extra buses to beaches, to far places, and etc. when needed, or operating too many buses not in service at the same time that overcrowded buses are bypassing stops, thus encouraging automobiles and dollar vans to create further congestion. How do we fix the problem? If you want drivers to leave their cars at home, then give them better options. Don't blame them for looking out for their own self-interest. Build a subway line if that's what makes sense. Give them a direct bus route if a subway cannot be justified, or at least a trip that can be made by taking two bus routes or even three. Now let's discuss how to fix the causes of congestion. First of all, we could have fewer cars and trucks on the road by increasing mass transit options and encouraging rail freight. Second of all, we can follow the instructions of safety to decrease accidents. And when we decrease accidents, we decrease traffic problems. Third of all, also try to minimize disruption from utility work. Fourth of all, starting to put police wherever there is an out-of-work traffic signal or traffic light. And last but not least, police should give tickets to double parking that causes traffic. Thank you for listening to Traffic Everywhere by Noor Hader. Bye-bye.